Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
All right, well, thank you everybody for coming out. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we have been and will continue to be every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the entire season. And just looking out over the crowd here, it seems like we get more and more folks here every Wednesday. So thank you all for your support, and thank you for supporting the kids, and thank you for supporting this program and the exposure that it gives to Frederica and what's going on here. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus. They're both, one is here on the island and one is down in Brunswick by 95. Heron Document Systems, Parker's, they're everywhere. They have some of the best cooking I've ever had at a gas station in the world, I think we can all agree. H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. And now joining us for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
Everybody's doing well.
Well, Coach, at this point in our show, we usually make a point to review and talk a little bit about what happened last week before we get it transitioned into what we got that lies ahead. But Trinity has been a team that, like a lot of other teams, like Valwood and like Pinewood and some of the other teams that we've had problems with in the past. They've always been a really tough rival, and from what I understand from what we've talked about here on the show, they were perhaps one of the biggest tests or litmus tests for us to determine within our region who was going to be the dominant team. And I think it was clear from Friday night that at least the first half for sure, we dominated them.
Yeah, I thought, we didn't know what to expect as a coaching staff coming out, how the kids were going to come out and play, being with the layoff of 10 days. And then I thought the first half was probably one of the best halves of football we've played since I've been at Frederica, defensively and offensively. We executed really well on both sides of the ball. Defense, I think, gave up 44 yards in the first half. And that team, and Trinity still had 9 first downs, mainly because of penalties on us. But I thought defensively, first half, maybe first 3 quarters, probably the best defense we've played in a long time. Offensively, I think we missed a few opportunities. We shot ourselves in the foot with a few penalties here and there that put us behind the chains. You can't get a penalty on third down after you've moved the chains. So I thought some of that, limited the score being only 21. I don't think, if we don't beat ourselves, and I've said this all year, if we don't beat ourselves, we don't turn the ball over, and we don't make costly penalties, and we execute the plays that we're supposed to execute, I feel like we're an offense that can go out and put up anywhere from 35 points or more a night, just because of the guys that we have out there and the way we distribute the ball. I was telling the guys today, I'm not a guy that goes into a game saying, this guy's got to get 15 touches, or this guy's got to get 20 touches, or that. And the guys on Friday night, probably if they get 10 touches, have had a really good night, most of our guys. I think Isaiah touched the ball Friday night 10 times and had 200-and-something yards.
Right, really was fantastic.
But it's not – I don't sit over there with a notepad and say, okay, he's touched this one or he's got it. It's just one of those things that I take what the defense gives us and we go with it, and that's what we do. And I think the kids have done a good job of executing it from both sides of the ball. And Friday night, I thought we had probably 3 quarters of really, really good football. And I think the fourth quarter was maybe we we weren't in game shape because of the layoff, and I think might be a little fatigued.
Well, this is the Fred Reek Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick, and we are on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I listened to your, I think it was Saturday, on Jason's show on 93.7, thank you. I was trying to dial in. He wouldn't let me in. He said, we're having too good of a show to let Wetzler in on it. But I was listening to you guys, and you were talking about the first half and the second half. But, you know, I felt like Trinity had some extraordinary talent. Their quarterback was dialed in.
Yeah.
I mean, they had athletes. I saw a few of their defensive backs running toe-to-toe with Jay Sean and you know, Isaiah and some of our guys that are skinny ankle guys that are super fast. And,
right.
And they had athletes. And it wasn't as if, to me, Trinity was a subpar team. It was, you guys foreclosed any hope. Like, I think you were talking about that. You were talking about not giving, you know, ruthlessly eliminating hope from somebody, especially a formidable foe. And I think Trinity was a formidable foe. But, you know, they could have, and they did, at any moment, throw a spot-on pass, and they had talent all over the field, but we neutralized them.
Yeah, I talked to the kids about that when we got ahead. The thing is, if you give somebody hope, they feel like they got a chance, they feel like they've got a chance, they feel like they can stay on the field now.
Yeah.
And our thing was, is you go out there, if you've got them by the throat, go ahead and rip the jugular out and be done with it and get it finished. You know, and I think Friday night we let them stay out there a little longer than I wanted to. And maybe that was a little more graphic, but that's my philosophy football-wise. Is we got them down, we got to stomp on them. And we didn't really do that in the fourth quarter. And I think a lot of that had to do with they hit a couple plays. We were a little tired because we hadn't played, but we've been trying to work on that this week, secondary-wise. It's been a thing of focus this week, looking at what the secondary and making sure we got it. I thought our front five, front seven defensively last Friday was probably as good as I've seen in a long time. Still making the line of scrimmage. Like we're playing our linebackers at 5 yards depth, and they're running a quarterback sneak and getting a half a yard.
Yeah.
I thought our guys did a really good job of playing the run from inside out and flying to the football. We just got to take a few better angles on defense and secondary, and I think we'll be in front of some passes and make some plays. But nothing against Trinity. I mean, they were big up front, like advertised.
Yeah.
I mean, they were good sized guys, and they had some skill players that could play. But I thought our guys came out and executed and played like we're capable of playing. And if we do that on Friday night, I honestly believe our kids can go out and play with anybody and can establish some dominance. But, you know, it's a game, and it's a funny game. It's a oblong football. The ball bounces funny ways, and we're dealing with teenage kids, so you never know what you're going to get any Friday night. So we go out and prepare the best we can.
Yeah, you know, my whole life revolves around movie quotes, and when you were talking, I was trying to text Jason Bishop the scene from Pale Rider, where the villain is talking about, you know, we can't give these people any hope. You give them hope. You give them faith. They can come back. They're going to come together. You know,
right.
You know that scene where the villain's all upset because he let a preacher into Corbin Canyon?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking like, hey, we can't let no hope in here.
You can't. When in sports, if people feel like they got a chance, they'll hang around a lot longer. And for us, I think that's something we have to figure out. As a team, how to go ahead and squash that sense of hope and blame people. Don't give them a chance.
Not that you're the villain. I'm just saying.
I'm somebody's villain, I guarantee you. So,
me too. I'm a defensive attorney. So. Well, at this point, there is more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, but we need to say thank you to all of
your
our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season, Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And, of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802. Or check them out online at herronds.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederick team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simon's Island. Go Knights!
Coach's wife, Becky, has instituted bingo cards for buzzwords that we say, and I have to say that that's one of the funnier things I've ever seen lately. Anyway, I am John Westmore, on location at Nat's Landing. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, our host, who does a great job here accommodating us, by Summit Sports Medicine, by and Orthopedic Surgery, by Herron Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles, which is over there in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center. So, Coach, we have discussed anything else you want to talk about as far as last week?
You know, up front, I thought our O-line did a really good job of picking people up and understanding what it did. It created a lot of running lanes. I think we ran the ball for 366 yards. That's pretty impressive to be able to run the football for that. And, you know, we just got guys, kind of knew where they were going to line up every now and then, but the guys did a really good job of picking up blitzing backers and things like that and communicating. So it was an outstanding job by our offensive line to adapt and overcome and create those running lanes. And you know what I know, we don't have to have a huge run lane, but if we just get a running lane, we got a shot.
Yeah, we just need a crease. I noticed on defense a few notable recurring instances of Harry Beal looked like he might have killed somebody a couple of times. I was grateful that he made the play, but I was sort of bowing my head in prayer in hopes that some of the people that he was lighting up didn't have their neck broke. Nobody got hurt too bad out there that I could tell, but man, our defense was on fire, and it looked like we had their tendencies dialed in.
I think Coach Burkett done a really good job during the week of understanding our formations and what we needed to do and our reads. And the kids did a really good job of reading their keys. You know, we was playing a wing T team, predominantly run team, and he did a really good job of getting them set up that week for making sure that our keys were spot on. And I thought our linebacking core and that front three, our defensive linemen up front, did an outstanding job of minimizing running lanes and running to the ball. And, you know, you saw some times there that Harry made some big shots. Deke did a really good job. There was one time we got a chuckle out of it. Deke did a great job on a scrape pressure, what we call pressing the quarterback, and he slid down and he grabbed the towel. And you see him throw the towel down. By the time he throws the towel down, Cameron Gardner sacked the quarterback, and he comes jogging off this, and we said, dude, that's a good job. Good job. He said, yeah, all I got was the towel. He goes, he got the sack. And I was like, hey, you did what you're supposed to do. You pressed him, he stopped, we got the play, we did a good sack. And I thought our kids did a good job, and they go into it with a good attitude, positive attitude, and we're going to make a play. And defensively, that front seven dominated early on all night.
Yeah, if you gave them any more time than you did, just from the plays that I saw them make, they made some outstanding plays, and their quarterback threw the ball on the button when he had time to throw it, and he had some receivers that were that were extraordinarily talented. And if it had it not been for the pressure that we were putting on him, I think it was a little, you know, that interception that we had right in the second, right after the second half started, where it was a two-score game and they were getting momentum. I mean, absent that momentum shift back in our favor, I think that game, like every other game we've had in Trinity, had the potential to be swung right back. And that interception that we had there for a pick six, the 60-yard or so, I mean, absent that, I think that game would have been a whole lot different. I think that knocked the wind out of their sails.
It did. You know, we knocked the wind out of sails, and then we went right back out on defense and stopped them again, ran out, they punted. And then the offense, Isaiah Stroke from a zone play there, busted it for about 50 yards, and we were up 34-7 or whatever. And at that point, the only way they had scored on us was we fumbled the ball, and they scooped it up and scored. And they had an illegal trip or whatever is what they did. It should have been a flag, but it wasn't. But it led to a turnover, and they picked it up and ran it back. But it is what it is. I thought the kids did a good job. You know, we got the biggest thing out of that one was we come out of it 1-0, and we get to live and fight and go to Belleville and play Pinewood this week. So, you know, I think he's been pretty focused. We've got to go out and execute the best we can.
Yeah, I like the way we're looking at what matters as far as in the big picture. What matters is region, and everything else is just for preparation for us to be able to be prepared for the next, four games?
Yep.
And so this week, before we turn to this week, I'm going to just say you are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This week, what do we got? I mean, what kind of team, if you want to compare them to Trinity, I mean, are we looking at size? Are we looking at speed? Are we looking at, you know, any particular strength that they have? Comparatively speaking, what are we looking at?
I think speed-wise, probably similar. Trinity, size-wise, they may be a little bigger. They've got some guys up front. One's 335, 350. He's a big old kid. And they got another kid that's about 275. A couple other guys that are around 235, 250 on the offensive line. They're pretty big. They've got a good, solid quarterback that can run and throw. He's a dual-threat guy. They've got some receivers. If you leave them alone, they can make a play or two here and there. You know, we've got our work cut out for us because we're going to Pinewood.
Yeah.
And it's on the road. And Frederick has never defeated Pinewood at Pinewood since they started playing football. So, you know, we've never beat them. Been over there twice, and I've lost both times. One year we were really, really close, pulling it off, and we kind of run out of gas in the fourth quarter. The other year, we turned the ball over three or four times early on, and it kind of took the wind out of ourselves early on. And then last year was the first time we've ever beaten Pinewood. It was the first one on record. So for us, you know, it's a statement game to go into somebody's on their home field and beat them and take that victory away from them. So we have to be ready to do that. I think the kids have done a good job this week trying to stay focused on that, you know. There's a lot of things at stake. You know, every game we play these next three games, if we win out, we control the destiny of our playoffs at home. You know, we get to play at home if we win and continue to win. So that's going to be a big key for us.
Well, I know we always, whenever we do the radio and we have to sit over there in the home field section, they got a tremendous amount of fan support. They got a great program that's been around for a long, long time, kind of like Valwood.
Yep.
And regardless of you know, the expectations or the prognostications, you're in a hostile environment over there, and we got to be prepared for that, just like we would be prepared to play anybody else.
Yeah. You know, they're a very good football team. They're always well coached. Coach Watson's going to have them ready. And you're going to have to go deal with the elements. You know, it's a hostile environment. It's going to be a big crowd for them. you know, and we got to go out. And so the Toki kids got to tune that out and go play.
Yeah.
There's going to be people yelling, screaming, and carrying on, and you got to tune that out and read your keys, play the game, and execute offensively and defensively. Go out and execute offensively. Don't turn the ball over. If we do not turn the ball over, we got a chance to be really special. You know, so that's one of those things we have to go do. And, you know, for us to be successful, the key is don't turn the ball over on defense. Reach keys, fly the football, and tackle people.
Well, we're going to take one more break here. We will be right back on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and dipping dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island, or give them a call at 638-9031.
All right, well, we are back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm John Wetzler on location at Nat's Landing here on St. Simon's, who always does a great job for us, feeding us and serving us. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, which is immediate care provided as an alternative to our healthcare system, otherwise. Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and Shell and Hogan. So, Coach, we're getting towards the end here. Got about 8 minutes left in the show. And so, just generally speaking, as far as I know, you know, we've got a formidable foe that we're playing at home in a hostile environment. But what I've kind of wanting to know, and you, I'm sure, kind of looked ahead for the rest of the season as far as inside our region. Where do you think when we're stacking up? I know you don't want to say anything that is, you know, arrogant or assuming anything like that. But as far as what our shot is within the region, it seemed that Trinity was at least one of the biggest obstacles that we had, and perhaps Pinewood being another one. But how is it that you see our region challenges lining up in order for us to get to a home playoff scenario?
If we win them one at a time, we'll be right where we want to be. And, you know, I think right now Pinewood's our next opponent, so they're the most formidable opponent we got. But looking down the road, and I told the kids this Monday in the meeting, I'm not really, not kind of tried to hide how I feel about it. No means, if our kids show up, don't turn the football over, and we do as we're coached and play like we're capable of playing, we can win.
Yeah.
Every Friday. And I don't, not trying to sound like we're being arrogant, but I feel like our kids, we have prepared our kids for this moment, not just this year and last year, but for the years that we've been here. You know, we've been preparing to win region championships, not just one, but two and three and four down the road. And that's what we've done. And I think our non-region schedule has helped us realize our strengths and weaknesses. When you go play a Park Lane team that averages about 285, 290 across the front line, and it's 107, and you get beat 49 and 36, and you turn the ball over four times, you look back and go, wow, if we don't turn the football over, we might win 56 to 57 or something. Who knows?
But yeah, you're in the game.
You're in the game, and then you go back and you look. And
well, it was a two-score game. You know, we went down by 14 points within 2 minutes, and we lost by 13 points.
Right, and so, you know, we don't fumble the ball. We don't do a few things, turn the ball over, and give them the short field, then it might be a different game. And same thing with Wesleyan. I think the non-region competition that we play has not just helped the guys that go out there and play, but it's helped the guys at practice also. I mean, we get a pretty good look out of our kids at practice with our what we call our scout team guys. They go out there and give us a pretty dang good look. They go hard off football, and they give our starters the challenge. I mean, we've had some fun today. It's funny today. Thomas Graham batting down passes. Yeah, you know, he batted down a pass or two. You know, it was pretty funny. But, I mean, they give us a really good look out there flying around trying to make plays. But the kids, you know, they know the limitations, and they go hard, and they're going to give us a good look. So I think really what we've done is we've elevated even our practice competition by who we went and played. The kids have seen really good competition. You know, we're 3-2, but at the same time, if we don't turn the ball over in those two games, I feel like we would have been right in the middle of that, and probably either very close to winning, you know, if not winning those games. But again, it's something I harp on. We can't turn the football over and expect to win it all by turning the ball over. The team who doesn't beat themselves usually ends up winning the majority of the game. So that's just one of those things. Turnovers is an issue right now. We've been really trying to focus on that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of teams that are now in the GHSA, like Lovett and a lot of these other schools that are in the Georgia Dome playing against schools that have 1,500, 2,000 students and 100 kids on the field. I mean, we're already going from being called crazy to play Valwood when we're, you know, when we're in a lower division within the GISA to play in premier teams in the GHSA like Wesleyan, and still getting kudos from them as far as the level of talent that we've got here. So I think, you know, whether it's practice attitude from the scout team or talks, pep talks from you, you know, after practice and before games, believing, we've talked about this before, believing that you can win is the first step to, you know, anything you want to accomplish. I don't care if it's, you know, somebody trying to get their act together in their life with their, you know, problems, or whether it's joining a football team and deciding that you're going to take it seriously and expect to win. You got to believe you can win, and I think you and Coach Paquette and Coach Mathis and everybody else that's part of the program has done a good job instilling confidence in these guys that we're not out here to compete. We're out here to win.
Well, you know, that a lot of that starts with the weight room. You know, the weight room is a big deal in the off season for us. That's where you win, and you get confidence getting bigger, faster, and stronger, and being bigger, faster, and stronger than other people. You know, we do have our fair share of athletes on our team, but we got a really good core of kids that when they come out of the locker room, they're going to go to work, and they got a little bit of a good old blue-collar mentality about them that we're going to get after it. That offensive line, you know, does it every day. They get out there, and they're Coach Spanky there, he gets them riled up and gets them ready to go, and they go out and do a good job every day of practice, and they work on everything. And our defensive line in that group, you know, when you look at that we have the flash, but we got the substance too. You know, you don't think about it, but you know, Rhett's sitting over there grinning, but he is one of those guys that we hand it to him, Rhett's gonna get 2 or 3 yards. It doesn't matter if the whole line's clogged up, it's that blue collar mentality. You know, and then you can hand it off to Isaiah or Avery or Jayshon or Jalen, and they'll look like they're tackled over there, you know, and next thing you know, they pop up 10 yards down there and on the other side of the field still running, and everybody's like, how in the world did he get away? So you got that flashy element too, but overall, I really think that what we have going for us is that these kids understand each other's strengths and weaknesses, and they know they got weaknesses. We know we got weaknesses. But we're not going to ever play to our weakness, and we're not going to try to expose it. We're going to try to hide it the best we can. And they do a really good job of understanding that with each one of them. And that comes from being beside them every day in the summer working out, getting to know your buddy that you're sitting over there doing that with. And it becomes a brotherhood, and it becomes something that it means something to you. I used to always say this when we first did the radio is, what you put into it is what you get out of it. It's an investment. I mean, it's what it is. So I think we have put in hours and hours of work since we've been here. And now we're starting to punch the clock, and we're starting to reap the benefits of our investments. And it's been fun to watch. I mean, there was times, you know, Coach Cannon and I and Coach Burkett, I always wanted to go beat her head against the goalpost at times. But at the same time, it's been real fun. And I think the kids have bought into it, and they're doing an outstanding job right now.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We are coming towards the end of the show here. So, I think we've always traveled well for all of our games that we go to. It's important, if anybody listens to this on the internet, which is where it's being aired, it's important if you are a Frederica fan to get out there, because we need to pack stadium out there and really be there to support our kids, because I'd like to get a win over there. I've been there for every time we've lost, and I know the first time we were over there, you know, but for that one kid who was all over the place, and I mean, I couldn't help but I can't remember what number he was, but I wanted to go down there and punch him in the face and give him a hug, you know, for being one of the scrappiest,
yep,
toughest football players I've ever seen, and, yep, and he wasn't dirty or anything, but I mean, he single-handedly beat us.
Yep.
You know, the second time we were over there, they pretty well whooped us, but, you know, we had some terrible calls, and we had some problems with the referees, but they beat us.
Yeah.
And I'd like to be there to see us put it on them this week. So I think if you're a Frederica fan, it's important to get out. I'll give you the last word. What do you think?
If we go do what we're supposed to do, I think we'll all be happy. And then Friday night, that's just how I feel. And let's go get the win and be 2-0. That's kind of my goal, is we pack the house and let's just be as loud as they are.
Yeah. Amen. All right, well, thank you for joining us again here at Nats Landing on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please consider coming out every Wednesday night while we continue to have the season going. Thankfully, we don't have another hurricane problem this week like we did before, but we're here every Wednesday night at 7:30. And thank you for joining us on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Sign off on John Wetzler.